mistakes so unintentional and not inconsequential. We've chosen the wrong way, you see. Now everybody sits and moans as the ordinary lose their homes, and no one understands how this could be. It seems they're firing from all sides when even education has its price. Why take from the rich when you could steal from the poor? They'll never know what it was like to have more. So everybody's been condemned except those able to spend. The poor can stay poor, their philosophy. And some must lose for all to gain, but we don't see no rich man paying, counting up his dirty money. It's like you're living in a cage, working 90 hours at minimum wage, just to have it all taxed, and you get nothing back. It's only normal in this condemned age. So prices rise while people fall, but you don't care nothing at all, as long as you've the right photography. So you'll look nice and handsome while the youngsters pay the ransom for the fact you've raised the tuition fees. All these men that love their cash more than their wives, send them abroad so you can live the high life. But why can't we say somebody wrote it this way? It's always easy to be wise in hindsight. So you can take our libraries, our youth service is nothing free, nothing safe and nothing sacred, see. We'll take the cuts, we'll take them all, and wait for this regime to fall, but we can't do it quietly. March and shout and we'll protest, maybe to no avail, maybe to no effect. But we gotta do something, can't sit round and do nothing and complain about this condemned age. Ain't it insane?